Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting Edition, and this is Day 3.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So as I said, for most of May, June, and July, I was working on 100 days of note cards. Day number 32. Weren't you watching? His blue eyes twinkled with fond amusement. Your brave husband went outside with a snow shovel to rescue you from a fierce tree root. Well, she sniffed, it looked like a snake. Backstory. During May, we had tons and tons and tons of rain. We actually got more rain in the month of just May of this year than my part of the country got in all of last year. It was crazy. And one morning, we walked out onto the deck, and my puppy was playing with what was a dead snake. So we had more rain after we took the snake away from her, obviously, because chewing on a dead snake is really not healthy for any animal. We checked the backyard to see if they come from there. Probably, we think, a bird or a cat had killed it and dropped it in the yard. But, I mean, we have animals all the time. Our neighborhood backs up to a wildlife preserve. We often, when we're driving the back road into one of the other nearby towns, we'll see armadillos and rattlesnakes just on the road. So having a snake in the backyard is not an unusual thing. So I was trying to get the other dogs in because it was starting to rain, and the two of them are stupid and don't want to come in from the rain, and I don't really like wet dog running around my house. And I looked out into the side yard, and I saw something that looked like a rattlesnake lying in the yard. Now, I've seen rattlesnakes before. I know what they look like. They're not shiny. They have diamond patterns, mostly. This looked like a snake. And we've also had tree snakes in our yard a lot that look like rattlesnakes, except that, I mean, like, the patterns are similar, but the snake itself is not. They have different eyes and different shaped heads. Not that you really want to get close enough to find out. I prefer wildlife at a safe distance. So I said, Fuzzy, there is a snake outside, and you have to go deal with it before the dogs figure out it's there and try to play with it or kill it. So he goes outside. And he's laughing at me the whole time going, I think I know what you're talking about, and I don't think that's a snake. But he finally goes outside to humor me because he's good about that. And he comes back in laughing, and he says, weren't you watching? And I'm like, what, did you get rid of it? No, weren't you watching? Of course I wasn't watching. I wasn't going to watch you deal with a snake. You had a snow shovel on and no gloves, and it's like, you know, freezing and wet. It was just a tree root. So I turned it into this little note card, and ended up writing out the story and mailing it as one of the letters I sent to the two female soldiers that I had adopted as my letter writing partners that month. They both really appreciated it. One of them wrote back saying, sent me free mail. I love getting free mail. Free mail is awesome. Sent a letter back saying, oh my God, that's totally like what I would have done. And I live in Hawaii where we have big creatures all the time, not snakes, but other things. And I would have done the same thing. So I thought it was really great hearing from this person who's basically in combat hospital somewhere in the sandbox telling me she would have freaked out about something that looked like a snake too. It made me feel a lot less stupid. In any case, that's my podcast for tonight. And starting tomorrow, I promise I'll have real and better planned out content. No, really, I will. And I have a ton of interviews that I'm going to be doing in the next few weeks. So I really hope you stick with me. Thanks for listening. Here's a promo to see what Dog Days is supposed to be like.
The Dog Days of Podcasting is an annual challenge for podcasters and listeners alike. In the month of August, the Dog Days of Summer, a group of intrepid creators gather to produce a show a day for a full month plus. It's the loosest rules of any challenge you'll ever find, so join anytime if you'd like to be a part of the challenge. If you'd like to listen to all the shows, you can find the list of participants, as well as the master feed, at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There are dozens of podcasters participating this year. The only thing that would make it more fun is you. So come along to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and cool off with some chill podcasts.
The The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. On inside, well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Down.